Hello, this is Robin Witten with another recommendation from Audiophile, today's earphones winner. Playing with Fire by Derek Landy, read by Rupert Degas. Skeleton sleuth Skullduggery Pleasant and his 13-year-old partner, Valkyrie Kane, are back to save the world a second time. The brilliant narration is better than ever in this clever young adult adventure.
You think I want the old gods to walk the earth once again, is that it? You think Nefarian Serpine was my leader? I'm not one of those nutbag disciples, all right? I'm my own man!
Valkyrie had one chance, but she needed to be calm to take advantage of it. Her powers, limited though they were elemental. The manipulation of earth, air, fire and water. But at this stage of her training, they didn't work when she was panicking.
So, if you don't want the Faceless Ones to return, she said, what do you want? Why are you doing this?
He shook his head.
You wouldn't understand. It's grown-up stuff. I just want a little appreciation for who I am, that's all. That's not much to ask, is it? But of course, you wouldn't know. You're just a kid,
he shrugged.
Oh well, time to die.
He reached down to shove her.
Have you killed anyone?
She asked quickly.
What? Did you miss what I said about turning murder into an art form?
But you haven't actually killed anyone yet, have you? I read your file.
He glowered.
Technically, yeah, all right, maybe I haven't, but tonight's the night. You're going to be my first.
She readied herself, controlled her breathing.
Find the space where everything connects,
she murmured. Scapegrace frowned.
What?
Valkyrie kicked upwards, taking her right hand from the outcrop and feeling the air against her palm. She pushed at it like she'd been taught, and it shimmered and hit Scapegrace, throwing him off his feet. Valkyrie clutched at the edge of the parapet, her legs swinging in open air. She grunted and pulled herself up, then flung her left arm across the edge and hauled herself the rest of the way. She got to her feet, her arms and legs trembling with the strain, and moved away from the edge. The wind whipped her dark hair across her face. Scapegrace was already getting up, and Valkyrie saw anger mottle his face. She clicked her fingers, generating a spark that she caught in her hand. She tried to focus, tried to build it into a flame. But Scapegrace was coming at her like a freight train. Valkyrie jumped and thrust out both feet. Her boots slammed into his chest, and he hit the ground again and went sprawling. He turned to her just as she lashed a kick into his jaw. His body twisted and he tumbled back, came up to his feet, then lost his balance, fell again. He spat blood and glared.
You little brat, he snarled. You uppity, sneaky little brat. You don't know who you're messing with, do you? I am going to be the greatest killer the world has ever known.
He stood up slowly, wiping his sleeve across his burst lip.
Well, I'm finished with you. I'm going to deliver your mutilated, bloody corpse to your masters as a warning.
You can find the Audiophile review as well as more audiobook information at our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Fullcast Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Simon & Schuster Audio.